It started after watching some porn and had just come like a train. Then afterwards, I started to not like myself, to spiral into feeling absolute horror and shame, to thinking maybe I'm really not okay. Maybe there is something genuinely wrong with me, that I find the fucked up shit that I just watched sexy. What does that say about me as a person? All of those questions, trying to find a justification for an orgasm. You know what? I've thought about this a lot, and I've come to a very important conclusion. I just like a lot of fucked up shit. I'm into the ugly side of BDSM, the grotesque, the scary fucked up shit that is uncomfortable and hard to look at, that pushes all my buttons, that literally takes my breath away and leaves me shaking and crying on the floor. Apparently, that's a cause for concern. A lot of the time, it's hard to talk about the stuff I am into, even in kink circles. I see that look on my friends' faces, bless them, shock or revulsion. They worry that maybe everything I do is because of trauma. They feel they have to ask, but are you really okay? Lots of people, when I have explained BDSM to them in the past, have said, oh yes, it makes so much sense. If you've had your control taken away from you by someone else, of course finding a way to be in control feels safe. And that's a really positive way to access your sexuality. And of course, everyone would choose to be in control, right? In their minds, when they picture what I do, I'm wearing leather catsuit, the whole mistress whiplash super cliche. Don't get me wrong, I would rock that leather catsuit. If you want to get together and buy me one, go right ahead. They imagine me as this really austere woman walking into a room and going, you'll pay for the sins that were done to me. Swanking people on the bottom for half an hour, and therefore I'm never going to be sad about being raped anymore. Oh my God, fucking seriously? Please let me heal your trauma by taking a spanking. There's an idea that deserves to have the shit monotonized out of it. Maybe I should go ahead and set up that website. This idea that everything is related to trauma, how my personality formed, where my behaviours come from, how I react to situations, who I'm attracted to, what I'm into sexually, that everything I like, everything I can ever be, will always be tied to the things that happened a long time ago. I cannot let what people did a long time ago be the sum of my existence, everything about me, all my motivations. It can't be. I won't allow that. I won't let that be all that I am. Also, I refuse to let my sapphic inclinations be reduced to a safe option. Women are delicious. There's a thing about being labelled as mad. Once that single fact about you is known, then it defines everything a person thinks about you from then on. When I go to the doctors and sit down in front of my GP, I see that look on their face as the warning pops up on their screen. A warning about me. This patient has a history of psychosis and hospitalisation. They look at me as if an alarm has gone off, as if a siren is sounding. Danger, danger, mad person in the building. It's been 8 years since I was last hospitalised. Once you have a serious mental health diagnosis, you are told you no longer know what is best for yourself or what your limits are. You are no longer a reliable source of information. I've been sectioned 4 times, or is it 5? It's hard to get over the idea that I am not trustworthy. I am not safe. To learn to trust my autonomy and my own mind, being able to consent, that's what it is, isn't it? To be trustworthy and safe. It was only through doing peer work that I realised how trustworthy I was, how much agency and value I had. After being very unwell for many years, I started volunteering in peer service delivery. And once I was trained, I trained other people. Being kicked off DLA and ESA meant that I lost 70% of my income in an interview that lasted 10 minutes. I went from barely having worked in 10 years to suddenly needing to get a full-time job. I didn't want to, but if I didn't, I was going to lose my house. I went from a small voluntary role to being a full-time manager. I worked managing highly skilled volunteers who know the waiting list is too long for people to get care otherwise. Services have been cut back so severely, local authorities and government dumped the load on volunteers, and there is a Machiavellian level of exploitation in that. Peer support, my experiences of that was real love and real community, strangers coming together and building these relationships of caring. But to do that work without pay, without any surrounding care to refer to, it has a cost. We lose people, people die. I lasted 4 months before I had a breakdown. I'm working less these days. It helps. I have time to do things for myself, to slow down, to hang out with my friends. I'm busy anyway, and if I can spend less time working a job, then I cope better. The things I like to do in my spare time: rape play, incest play, chemsex, forced drowning, hanging, deep humiliation, ultra violence, those dangerous, visceral things that I find so compelling. Other people find it hard to understand. They don't see the level of connection, the hotness, and intimacy. I could have spent my whole life trying to move into the beige, trying to move into the pretty. What I know is that when I have a date in a hotel room, I get really excited because hotel rooms have baths, and baths mean drowning. It also means I can do piss play, and it gives my housemates a break from the screaming. Being underwater, being held down, being soaked in piss, being slapped till I cry. I want to fight, to struggle, to feel utterly shit scared, because it's wonderful.